Everyone, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. You know I say that every Wednesday. Everybody knows me. But there might be somebody who doesn't really know my online name, you know, the name that I've had probably, I guess I've had it since the 90s. But anyways, we have another great show tonight, and I will introduce her in a moment. I want to remind everybody that Mystic Living Today, of course, is my e-zine, and I'm looking for articles, excerpts, poems, anything you'd like to send, press releases, I can take those as well. And the deadline is about maybe the 30th. I mean, if you do it like on December 1st and say, oh, my God, Natalie, I didn't get it in, I'll put it in because I do it myself. So, and I love doing it, so it's easy for me. And also I want to remind everybody about my Stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the other site that I have with a variety of advisors on it. We have a special going right now. 10 minutes for $10, 15 minutes for $15, and 25 minutes for $25 for first-time clients only. So you have to be a brand-new client. So if you have any questions, go to the site and do contact us, or you can email me at starswithazcast@starswithazpsychics.com. And right now I want to bring in my co-host. He's so wonderful always to have, and that's Al. So, Al, how are you tonight? Al, did I lose you? Oh, I lost him. Okay, then I'm going to bring in Patty. Patty Alfonso is our special guest tonight. Patty, are you on the line with me?
I'm on the line. You didn't lose me.
Okay. Okay, we'll just wait for Al. I don't know what happened. He disconnected because of the before. So, anyways, Patty Alfonso is an author. She is a body catalyst for transformation, correct? Did I get that right, Patty?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. She was born in Puerto Rico. I'm going to let her tell you all about herself. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology. You're certified as a body-mind counselor and an energy healing therapist. I love that stuff. You know, that's right up my alley. Everybody said I was a healer. Or I am a healer, but, oh, I don't know. Some people say it's my voice. My voice is healing, so that I guess that's kind of good. That's a healer. But I never tried to heal anybody at all. Now, I'd like to talk about how you got started into all of this, because you've been on international stages. You've been in front of famous royalty, I've got here, and government officials. Oh, my. So, Patty, start us off. How did Patty, as a young girl, get started? Was it things that you thought, or give the audience a little bit of a recap of your beginning of what went on, how you got into all of this?
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I'm always grateful and excited to share, you know, my gifts and my knowledge with audiences. So thank you so much. You know, gosh, I came into this world with a desire to contribute to people and a desire to create a better world. And so I got started the second I came into this world. I'd always had a desire to, you know, help people. And my journey sort of, you know, I had this idea when I was little. People would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I would say that I wanted to be a combination of Mother Teresa and Marilyn Monroe, and everybody would laugh.
Oh, that's a combo.
It was a very cute, funny thing for a 4 or 5-year-old to say, but that's kind of what I wanted. And so I actually began my journey as an actor, and I thought, well, if I get famous like Marilyn Monroe, then people will listen to me, and I can help people. And that was my sort of idea of reaching large audiences. And so, and then being in the acting industry, well, that wasn't really as fun. I was like, I'm not really helping anyone by like auditioning for McDonald's commercials. So this isn't really going according to the plan that I thought I had. So I switched tracks. And that's when I began my journey with personal development and the healing arts and becoming an energy healing therapist and a body mind counselor. And I'm currently an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator. For those of you that like to hear, you know, what people's like certifications are. And
right,
I
exactly.
quickly, yeah, yeah, I quickly learned that I have a passion and a desire to really help women create a better relationship with their bodies. And that's why I'm known to many people as the body catalyst, because the tools that I play with invite women to be with their bodies in a completely different way. You know, and if we can include our bodies in our lives as if our bodies were our best friends and our most trusted confidant, right? If you include your body in your life, then the things that you want to create in your life can churn up greater than anything you could have imagined. And I have to give a little to my own body in helping me to speak on stages and to write books and to get myself out into the world. Because if you would have told me, 5 or 10 years ago that this is what I would be talking about, I probably would have laughed. And that comes from, my own disconnection with my body when I was younger. Bodies weren't something that were very valued in my family. It was very important to get good grades and to go to college and to get a job and to do all of the things, the normal things that you're supposed to do. And none of them really included your body. And
what about me? Everything was about the things that you needed to do, but what about
mind.
You personally?
Yeah.
Exactly. Awesome.
Exactly. And it was all based on the mind, and like really valuing just being smart and that kind of energy, that very mind energy. But my journey with holistic health, it included the body. And so when I started really including my body in my life, then everything really started to change.
Now,
you
were younger, your relationships, you had some issues in relationships, correct? The information that I got is right.
Yeah.
So that had to have helped you. How did you take hold of it and just look at yourself and say, okay, this is enough. I'm not doing it. I am a real person. I care.
Right.
I care about myself. And everybody always says, you probably even tell people this, is you need to love yourself. And some
Absolutely.
People find that really hard to do. Is that true? That's
Absolutely.
True, isn't it?
Absolutely. And for me, it's one of the pillars of the work that I do is really having a beautiful relationship, an intimate relationship with yourself and with your body. And that's where you have to start in order to have healthy relationships with other people. Because I was so disconnected from my body and so like the people pleaser, and I was kind of like the black sheep in my family, and I was very rebellious, and I was rebelling against what family wanted me to do and not really connected to what I wanted to do in life. And so I did. I ended up, on drugs and in abusive relationships. And I just had this little voice that said, if you don't change something, you're not going to create what you came here to create. I had a bit of a guardian angel that kept whispering in my ear, if you don't make some changes, you're going to die, and you're not going to create what you came here to create. And so I just, after hearing that voice for a little while, I was like, all right, I know I'm meant for more here. I know that I've come here to do something really great in the world, and it's time. And so I just put everything down, and I started working on myself and my own personal development and creating that relationship with myself that was honoring of me, that was, grateful for myself, where I was vulnerable with myself and trusted myself in the things that I wanted to do. And so that's
so your dreams that you had, you put them someplace. I mean, you just gathered them and put them someplace. Because did you think that you couldn't reach some of those goals that you set for yourself? Or, as a young girl, my life was different. I'm totally different. I was just alone a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I daydreamed
mm-hmm.
a lot, So I guess
mm-hmm.
in a sense
mm-hmm.
they were kind of like my dreams. But
mm-hmm.
I wanted a horse. I wanted this. Of course, I couldn't get a horse. Not living in Detroit, in the city there, but I think people, when they're really small, if they can realize the things that they would like to do and maybe what did you do? Did you write them down? How did you do this? I mean, I bow to you because you did something wonderful with your life. You took hold of it.
Thank you.
And you
thank
changed
you.
It. And you changed it. No, I know. I can feel it with you. And I'm sure, and we have Al back. Al, you can interrupt any time. I didn't mean to not include him. I just saw his number. But Al knows you better than I do. But I can tell anybody who has struggled when they were young with things, I mean, you have to, like I say, you have to bow to them and be honored because you did something really wonderful for yourself, and you set the pace for others, too, around you that know you and think, wow, look what she did. It takes a lot to do that. It takes a lot of willpower.
It does, and if there were any tips that I could give to your listeners when it comes to fulfilling your dreams and creating what you want to create in the world is just to never give up. Never give up, never stop, and never give in. And you just keep going. And every day you make choices that create the future that only you know is possible. And so for me, it was just a journey of every day. Okay, what can I create today? What am I going to do today? And I had to, you know, handle my demons and I had to do the personal work. You know, it wasn't always easy. It certainly wasn't easy. And having that, I'm here to do something more in the world. I was never really satisfied with a regular person's life, you know? The idea of like, okay, graduate from high school, go to college, find a man, get married, have a house, have babies.
All those
that
things,
was
right.
never... That was never in the cards for me. It was never something that I aspired to. Like, I truly came into this world with a desire to create something great. And that has evolved in helping women with their relationship with their bodies. Because, like I said, when you can have that intimacy with yourself and with your body, you can do anything. You can do anything. When you have that self-confidence and you have that, you know, nurturing for yourself and you take care of yourself and you honor yourself and you say no to abusive relationships and no to abusive situations, then you can create whatever it is that you want to create in your life. And so that's been my mission for the last 10 years is just to, you know, with the very tools that I use to turn my life around, right, helping women turn their lives around and create something greater.
Not always
I work
easy.
With men.
Al, you want to interject some of your questions?
Too.
Go ahead, Patty.
I don't want to exclude men. I have several male clients that I work with, and so, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. I work with men as well, and, you know, my passion has been to empower women to a different reality. So, yes, Al, what you got for us?
So Patty, I got a couple questions for you. Number one is, so not only are you female and had to deal with everything you went through, but you're also Hispanic, which I am, and familia comes first, you know, and you come second, fifth, seventh, 10th, 20th, or 30th. In other words, in Hispanic culture, everybody else comes first because family comes first. How did you overcome that? Because I know when I went through it, it was not easy, you know, everybody thought I was becoming self-centered and egotistical.
Right.
But in reality, I was taking care of myself. And my second question for you is, how did you get over the part where you got tired of all the struggles and challenges and somehow you made it and you are here where you are today?
Yeah, you know, with the family thing, I had to really look at that cultural paradigm. And I got a lot of, you know, that same sort of flack from my family. You know, I moved very far away from where all of my family lives. And there is still even some of that tension, like, are you coming and what are you doing? And, you know, all this stuff. And I had to just let go of that cultural paradigm. It's something that we have been told throughout generations and lifetimes that is basically used to hold us back. You know, That's just my point of view about it. My family was never really supportive about anything that I did. So it was a lot easier for me to be like, you know what, these people aren't actually honoring me and supporting me. And I know that I have a mission in the world, so I'm going to go do it. And when I can spend time with them, I will. And if I can't, it's okay, you know. And that was part of developing that intimacy with myself and honoring myself and trusting myself and taking care of myself. I also flip the whole you're being selfish paradigm on its heels as well, because I have the point of view that in order to be really present with people and to be able to contribute to people, your cup has to be running over. You have to be filled to the brim and overflowing in order to give and to gift from the overflow so that you don't get depleted. And that's one of the biggest lies that we have also been told in this world. You know, if you're depleted and you're not taking care of yourself, you're not actually being of service to anyone or anything. You're exhausting yourself and you're not giving your 100% best. So I am selfish. You know, I'm selfish, but I'm also a huge contribution to my clients and to the world because I take care of myself first. And I honor myself and I do whatever it is that I need to do to keep my cup running over. Does that make sense? Just the cup runneth over with
it makes sense,
you know,
to me.
Nurture.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nurture, and especially, you know, for women and Latin women as well, you know, we're really trained to put that family first and to give ourselves up completely for our families. But I got to tell you what, not many of the women in my family are very happy, you know, and then the marriage suffers and the children suffer and everybody suffers because the women in the families are not happy. So that's part of what my sort of, you know, what I desire to create in the world is for women to be fulfilled and happy, because when the women are happy, everything expands and grows, you know, and when they're happy and they're centered in themselves, they can receive a beautiful man that will contribute to them and support them, and then they can support each other, and then that creates more in the world. It's a very different paradigm than what we've been taught, and I'm here to, you know, bust all those myths of how you're supposed to be, right? And really look at what you can be and what's possible so that you can grow and everyone around you is happy. So there was that. And what was your next question, Al, about being tired?
So you're human, because I know I am. And so sometimes, you know, we get tired and we get tired of the challenges and the struggles and everything else. How did you get to this point? Obviously, you're very successful. What did you do to get through those barriers and through those challenges to get to this point?
Well, there's a few things that come up. The tool that I mentioned before, you know, just never give up, never give in, and never quit. And I know for myself, there's a couple ways to look at this, you know, when you're tired, right? There's the tired where your body actually requires rest. This is also part of taking care of yourself. So if you're talking about being physically tired, then, you know, allowing your body to rest. Because I know I have days when I wake up and I have a very, very busy schedule, right? But my body's tired. And sometimes it takes rearranging my schedule so that I can have the rest that I need so that I can better serve the people that I'm talking to, right? Again, I'm not being a contribution to anyone if I'm functioning at zero fuel. So that piece is really about honoring you and taking care of yourself. Now, the sort of more, I think, esoteric piece of being tired of, like, when you are creating a business and you're starting out and there's a lot of energy that needs to be put into that business and you know, you keep growing. And it's like the creation of life and your business is never over. We have this idea, you know, even with, like, what I was talking about before, like, okay, you're going to go to college, you're going to get married, you're going to have a family and a white picket fence, and then that's it. You're done. No, that is not the way that life is. I am continuously on a journey to create and expand more in my life and in the lives of the clients that I work with. So this idea that we're ever going to be done is also a myth that needs to be sort of busted. Because I don't know about you guys, but I always desire to outcreate myself and to have more in my life and to create more and go bigger. And so for me, it's looking at this journey sort of, how do they say, as what do they call it? It's not a sprint. It's a, do you know that saying?
No, I don't.
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Like, if you're, like
when you push yourself out to do something, you
yeah.
It's almost like a sprint. It's what is it, Al?
When you're running a marathon, right, you got to pace yourself. Because
it's a
marathon. You're going for a long amount of time, right? But if you're sprinting through the marathon, then you are going to get exhausted and you may, give up.
You have to hold back.
It's too much.
You have to do it at the right time. Exactly.
Like the life and creation and business and growth, it is a lifelong marathon. So you have to just pace yourself and keep going. Be kind to yourself, nurture yourself, take care of yourself, whatever that looks like for you. And just keep moving forward. One of the things that I do for myself is every day I look at my day and I'm like, all right, what are the three things that if I get these things done today, I'm going to go to bed feeling really good about what I created today. And I make sure that I get those three things done, or at least started, or at least, it's all about just really getting present with what the big vision of your life is and holding that vision in front of you and taking steps every single day to actualize what you know is possible. Does that answer your question, Al?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
But, Patty, like I started with something, just one site. I have three. I started with one a long time ago. I wasn't really motivated to do anything else. It was when everything was changing. And this goes right in line with what you're talking about. I had some friends come over and they thought I should do a magazine. Well, that was like about a year and a half later that was developed. And then, I was happy with it, but I got pushed kind of like, this isn't enough. I had, I have advisors and I had them on America mm-hmm. Online and, I was watching how things were run, and I thought to myself, God, I can do better than this. This is so messed up. But everything that I've done, I mean, it's really hard. Sometimes I have to pace myself during the day because I deal with a lot of people. Sometimes, I didn't get this. I didn't get that, all kinds of complaints. But then there's a part of me now, and I have just started doing it maybe the last couple of months, is I walk away from the computer.
Because
everything is going to be there when I get back. If it's an emergency, they'll get me on my cell. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I pace myself. Because if I sat there.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, interrupt. Go.
Well,
I want to hear what you
excited.
Have to say.
Because there was actually something that you talked, that you mentioned that is also vital, I think, to creating what you want to create in this life. And you talked about the people that you surround yourself with and making
mm-hmm.
sure that the people that you have in your life are actually people that are contributing to you and that support you and that want to be there for you. And that when you're around them, you are invigorated. That actually also contributes
to keeping that
vision.
Yeah, and I call them my champions.
Vision.
Those are my champions.
There
Those
you go.
Are the ones that they boost me. I have Jackie. She does my copy, and I have Candy who's in the chat right now. She does all the marketing. And I have another lady that's listening right now, and she kind of, sees how my shows are going, and she'll, you sounded really good. The last show was much better and all of that, but you surround yourself with people who love you. To me, they love me.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I was an only child. I don't know if you came from, if you were an only, but I was. And growing up alone like that, it's not as simple. I mean, it gets to be a little, you rely upon yourself an awful lot. But they're champions to me. They do anything, you know, Candy, can you go do this? Oh, sure, I got it done. And she gets it done. She's probably laughing right now. And it's true with Jackie. Jackie, I need a copy of the BCC list of my staff, okay? 2 seconds, I got it. Those
right.
are the people, they really love you and they care about you. And that's a key, too. If you can surround yourself with people like that, like you say, that you know care for you, they're going to help you along the way. But you have to learn to hold back sometimes. You have to take time for self. And when I walk away from the computer, because my life is basically the three monitors that I have and the people that are on and all of that, I actually have to walk away and I sit with my cat and I do nothing. You know, somebody will catch me on the phone and say, well, you know, can you check this? I will in a minute when I get back on the computer. That's what I do. Unless it's an emergency, I don't jump up anymore like I used to. And I think when you do that, you're pacing yourself.
Yep. Nurturing you and honoring you. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It's running
the
marathon of life.
Totally agree with what you ladies are saying about surrounding yourself with people that will support you and love you. I don't know about you, Patty, but I find through my audiences and my clients is they would rather have someone, if we're talking about a focused relationship or a group of people, someone that they're there for them, but in a quote-unquote suffering way. In other words, they'd rather have somebody next to them than be alone because they're comfortable in that experience. And that has goes back to the topic of this show. You know, if you don't love yourself enough or if you don't listen to your body, then you're going to surround yourself with people just because you think you need them. And that goes back to the paradigm at the very beginning that we were talking about is just, you know, you're raising a family where you're number two or number five or number 12, then you think, well, just having somebody next to you is something worth to have even though you're suffering.
And that also comes to, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we talked about this a little bit earlier too. Like, I also spend a lot of time by myself. I would rather, and this is a different mindset as well. I would rather be alone than in bad company. I would rather be single than in a bad relationship. You know, I would rather spend time
And you know what, Patty, not to interrupt you, but I think as you get older, you learn that better and better. You realize it more and more. When you're young, I don't know, unless you're surrounded by people like you or me or Al, who can kind of say, well, come on, this is not good for you. But usually when you're really young, nobody tells you that. And you'll think, oh, they're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. But really they do. They really do. There are times, though, but that's, and Al knows my life, there are times, though, that I really like to have somebody to love me. I really would. But I won't settle for just anyone. You know, that's not my thing. My previous relationship was, well, he passed away. But anyways, I don't want to go into that. But he, you know, it was a little tough on me most of my life. So the next one, if they're listening, I would like to be treated like a little princess. I want to be kind of, not put on a pedestal, but I want to be loved and nurtured, like you said, and feel really good and say, boy, you really look beautiful. Even if I look in the mirror and say, God, you look awful today. I would like, and we all say that. Women say that, Al, they really do. And and say, gosh, you really look pretty today. Or, God, those earrings are just, they just make what you're wearing or something. You know what I'm saying? That part I miss, I would like to have. And but I don't seek it out. I believe that it'll just happen for me. I mean, people say, well, you need to join this, you need to do that. No, I don't. I really don't. Not the age that I am, and I know I'm a lot older than you, Patty, but I don't feel that. I believe in God, and I believe in everything spiritual, and if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, no matter whether I'm walking in a store or wherever I am. So, but you get used to being alone, and you surround yourself with people that love you and that are your champions. And I can call or talk to any one of these few people that I just said, mentioned their names, not one of them, I didn't mention her name. I could go to them and say, you know, I'm having a bad day. Right away, okay, let's sit down and talk about it. What's going on? Why are you having a bad day? And they do that for me all the time because I guess, you know, you add a lot of stress to your life, but you need to know when to walk away and say, nope, I got to go sit outside. Nope, I got to take time for myself. And I've been doing that more and more. I've learned. I never did that before. I tried to do it all, and now I don't do that anymore. But it took me a long time, Patty.
Yeah. It's just not.
But I can say that it's much, much better. I know what to do and what to do, not to do. Now, tell me, are you doing a new book? What are you doing, like, right now? What's going on with you right now?
Oh, gosh, right now I have many things going on.
Well, good.
One of the things that I like to, that is a continuous, you know, project in my life is the project of pole dancing for consciousness. And it's one of the ways in which I help women reconnect with their bodies and reconnect with their femininity and reconnect with that nurturing energy for themselves. And it's one of my most fulfilling programs just because there is so much change that can be created when you include your body in your life, and, you know, which is what we've been talking about here. And so if anyone wants any information about that, you can go to poledancingforconsciousness.com. Again, it's one of my favorite programs just because I love dancing and I love inviting women to be the beautiful, gorgeous creatures that they are, that they already are. And sometimes life happens and we shut ourselves down a little bit and we start hiding from the world. And I think, you know, it would be such a gift to the world for every woman to truly step into the beauty that they really are and that they came here to be. But I've got that, and I have lots of programs. If anyone is interested, go to my website, pattyalfonso.sexy. I'm here with you now. How does it get any better than that?
That's right, and that's how she ends her emails. How does it get any better than this, she says, in all of her emails. It's so beautiful.
Yes, that's right. And I do have a third book that I'm working on, so that'll come in the next couple of years, I suppose. And, just always in the business of creating my life and creating everything that I've ever dreamed of and beyond. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Now, explain now some of your, like, your class. A lot of people are thinking, oh, pole dancing. Yeah, I know. They do those in bars. So I think if you could explain that. Well, that's what they're probably thinking, Patty. They're, oh, sure. Yeah, we know. Right? That's not what this is.
Right.
Well, not at all.
It's actually a program that I created, and it's a VIP program. It's a 2-day immersion with me where I get to customize this for you and for your body, the things that are going to be nurturing for you. It's a space that I've created for people to come in and really get in touch with themselves and their body in a completely different way, to get clear on what it is that they would like to create in their lives and to get clear on the ways that their body can contribute to that. Now, the pole is just one of the tools that I use that, because you have to have a relationship with your body, right? Your body is constantly communicating with you through sensations, through goosebumps, through, you know, muscle tightness or tension. All of these things that come up with our bodies are actually the way that our bodies communicate with us. And so with the pole, that's just one of the tools that I use to awaken that relationship with your body, to awaken your senses, to awaken your sensuality, because then that translates into how you move the world and with the world. And one of the geniuses of having a feminine body is our intuition and is our ability to move with energy and move through energy. Our curves, our movement, all of these are geniuses that our female bodies have. Now, men have their own geniuses, but I don't work with those with this particular program. And so it's designed specifically for the person that chooses it. And it's all about awakening your body, awakening your senses, unlocking the wisdom of your feminine body so that
you
can use that wisdom. Yes, all ages. You can use that wisdom to create your life. Yes, all ages. I've worked with women from, 25 to 65. So there's no, it doesn't matter how old you are, or what your shape is or what your size is, or if you're out of shape or in shape or whatever, it doesn't matter. Like I said, the program is customized for each individual person. So I meet you wherever you are, and then together we forge forward into the future that you want to create.
Go ahead, Al. I talk enough. You go ahead, Al.
Okay. All right, so Patty, a few years ago, you and I shared the stage together, and since then, you evolved and got involved with bars. How did that happen, and what has it done for you?
Involved with what?
Bars.
Like, you mean the Access Consciousness?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the bar. I thought you meant bar. B-A-R-B.
Yeah,
this is bar. B-A-R. Okay.
Yeah. B-A-R-S. It's funny that you bring that up, Al. She just made a joke about pole dancing in bars.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I'm an access
consciousness. I mean, I knew what it was, but I knew they probably were thinking, oh, God,
yeah,
what did Natalie do tonight now?
Oh, my goodness.
She's gone off the deep end.
I'm an access consciousness certified facilitator, and one of the tools in that body of work is the access bars. And that's basically a body process, right, that by gently touching the 32 points in the head, which we call the bars, they actually release all of the limitations that you're using to stop yourself, right? So you run this process, and it's like clearing the hard drive of your computer. You know, like when you have a lot of stuff on your hard drive, and then your computer starts running really slow, and then it takes forever to do everything, and it's just like, and then you got to, like, defragment your hard drive, or at least that's what we used to do back in the day. So you got to, like, defragment the hard drive. You got to clean out your hard drive. So that's what this particular process does, and that's one of the things that we also use during the Pole Dancing for Consciousness VIP experience, because it's about also the body work and the energy work. Like, in this experience, you have access to everything that I've ever learned and everything that I've ever done at your disposal so that you can clear your hard drive, and let go of the things that are limiting you and the things that are not helping you to create what you want to create. And it's a delicious body process. At worst, you'll feel like you had an amazing massage, and at best, your entire life will start to change. So it's a very, very potent, powerful tool that I use. So I still continue to work with the tools of Access Consciousness. Of everything that I've learned, they're my favorite. They're dynamic, they're fast, they're easy, and if it wasn't for them, like, I wouldn't have, the business that I have. So I love those tools. Thanks for asking, Al.
Now, that's great. And now, at the older people, is it more difficult to clean the cache, defrag, because there's a lot of very old habits and things that, because that's why I want to bring it up, because there's people out there listening and thinking, oh, this is great if you're 25. I mean, the older you are, the more clutter you have inside your brain, and it really needs to be... It cleared out. It really, really does. You're right about that. So, is there any difficulty when you deal with them?
No. Oh, God, no. That's why this process is so dynamic, because it works on everyone. It doesn't discriminate. When you take your computer to the Apple store and it's old, you got to get a new one. But that's not really the way it works with our bodies and with, we are resilient beings. And the moment that you choose to change something, you can actually change it. But you have to choose it first. You know, and that doesn't matter what your age is when it comes to that. If you're going to choose to change and you're going to choose to not give up on yourself and to not quit, you can do that at any age. All of these old myths that we're busting tonight, like, oh, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yeah, that's another lie, too. As long as you're willing, you can do anything, and it does not matter how old you are. That's the world that I live in, you know.
So the great question to ask is, or for the audience to ask themselves, are you willing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if
you're
not willing,
there's a will,
there's
a way.
And if you are willing, then at least that's the first step. Is wanting or the desire that to move forward or evolve.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
the
yeah.
Business,
I mean, I'm...
the business of creating your life, like I said, it's not ever over. There is no end destination. You know, if you are really wanting to continuously grow and expand, you know, it ends when you die. You're alive and you're breathing, you can still change. You can still create things in your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can. You really, really can. I mean, you know, a busy mind is a healthy mind. You have to
there
keep.
There you go.
I mean, it's true. I mean, I say this to a lot of people because they'll say to me, and Al probably knows, I mean, we're closer in age probably than you and I are, but you really have to stay busy because if you don't, you kind of get, you're stuck.
Use it
or lose
it.
You have to stay open. What?
Use it or lose it. I like to say
well,
use
yeah,
it or lose
but,
it.
But you've got
use
to
your,
you've got
yeah.
to stay busy, yes. I think that's the problem with a lot of really old people. You'll see them, and they retire, and they don't do anything else. I mean, I just want to go up and hug them and say, you know, what did you do before? Were you a teacher? What did you do? Oh, get back into doing something. Use your brain. Use it because you will lose it. You will. I saw it. I saw it happen,
I have a,
and I know.
I
so
have
you
a
gotta,
wonderful
you gotta,
client. I have a wonderful client. She is 83 years old, and she
oh,
is involved
her.
In so many different activities. She's involved in her community. She's involved with, you know, adult senior centers. She is a little creator of magnitude, and at 83, she is not slowing down. You know, she's healthy,
oh, that's wonderful.
She's vibrant, she's always, you know, doing things and always getting involved, and I do truly believe that that is part of what, you know, quote-unquote keeps her young, is being out
it
and
is.
About with people.
You
and,
can be sure that
you know,
it
there
is, Patty. Don't
yeah.
even think about it.
Yeah.
I saw it. When you
yeah,
retire
yeah.
and you don't, and especially like, say, for example, you're a teacher that you taught and you stop teaching because you retire. Well, that mind of yours is not functioning. It's not, it's kind of getting real, it's like it's nothing. I mean, oh, you'll read the paper, but you're not teaching. You're not
mm-hmm.
doing what you did before that made you so happy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm super busy. I try to be. I mean, I don't have all good days. I mean, the lady that's listening, she'll tell you that. She's probably nodding her head. Oh, yeah, we know about those. But most of the time, I try. I do really try to stay busy doing something. Something, you know, and for those who are maybe retired people, I'm sure we have some people who are retired. Do something. Use your mind. Use your mind doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they always tell you to do crossword puzzles.
Well,
because you
and
use
your body.
Use your mind.
Use
yes,
your body
that,
as
exactly.
well. Go.
Yep,
go
I
that.
Ride my bike
you
every
know.
2 days, Patty. After the show,
there
I'm going to ride
go.
My bike. And you know, there are some days when I think, oh, I don't want to do this. But then, you know what makes me do it? It's really funny. I put my headphones on. And I listen to oldies, I listen to Christmas music, I'm forever flipping the stations. And I'm probably
oh
in
gosh.
Another world when I'm writing.
I love
and it's
it.
Wonderful.
I love it.
It really is wonderful. I love it too. And
amazing.
He's going to call back, I guess, because he's having an issue with his phone. Al will call back. But anyways, you know, you had struggles just like everybody else growing up and all of that. But look what you've done for yourself.
Thank you.
Oh, no, I love doing interviews because I like to start from the beginning because I like to know what motivated Patty. What did she do? Why? Well, as you were a little girl, you got it early. A lot of people don't. They really don't. Mm. I don't know why. They don't listen. You know, listen how we listen. When you're spiritual, you listen. You learn. You tune in. And to be so successful that what you've done, it's really amazing. And I want to give your site out again, and it is www.pattyalfonso.sexy. Is it a .com or no?
.com. Sexy. Nope.
It's dot sexy. Okay. All right. That's what
sexy.
She is. That's pattyalfonso.sexy. And I've been to the sites, and you'll see her, and you're going to say, oh, God, well, I don't look like her. But does it really matter? Does it? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, it's strange. Sometimes, like, I'll look at myself and I'll say, oh, God, you look bad today, you know? Or I'll wake up really tired, especially after I ride my bike, because I ride like a demon. But I do it because it makes me feel good. It really makes me feel good. You know, it's good for the endorphins and all of that. So those of you who are not exercising, I know my friend that's listening, she walks every single day. You can't tell me that's not helping her. She has her own little thing that she does. And like you said, using your body to do something is important. But, you know, now they have to live in your area in the L.A. You have a regular studio. Is that what you do, Patty?
No, they don't have to live here. The program, besides your travel to come to me, is all inclusive. So they just have to get their travel here, and then, you know, I put them up in a nice hotel, and we do the work in my home. So they don't have to live here.
Okay. All right. So they still have to come to you, though, right?
Yes. I do a lot of work.
I've got an echo,
online,
and I don't
well.
Know where the echo's coming from. Maybe it's Al. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, got it. We had an echo, and I don't know from where I could hear myself. Oh, well, now I can't. Oh, good. Now you've got some books that you've done. Your Body is a Creation of Consciousness, and Dancing is the Body of Consciousness. Now, do you still do a weekly show, or are you not doing that now?
I do that show, it's not weekly anymore, it's more like bi-weekly, but yes, I do that show, and when people register for the show, there's a lot of past shows that they can start listening to right away. I do the show once or twice a month now, just because I have so many other things going on that it's not so easy to do it every week, but yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a break. You know, you just need a break. And I was just sitting here thinking, what else do I do? Sometimes I have my headphones on, like, you know, if I'm working on my bookkeeping, because I do that for the businesses too. And all of it, I put my headphones on. Sometimes I find myself standing up and dancing in the room, in the office. It's hilarious. My cat will come in and I'll look at me and think, oh, my God, what is she doing? I actually dance in my office. And
I
it
love
makes
it.
Me feel
I love
so
it.
Good.
I love
it. It makes me feel so good because, and I think to myself, oh, God, what if my son walks in the door? No, he's probably going to dance with me. Yeah, mom's dancing. This is good. What are you listening to? but it's true. I'm thinking about all those little things that I do that make me smile. But when they make you smile, it's happening on the inside as well. And when you're happy, everything around you looks really good. But if you have something going on, just walk away, meditate. I meditate all the time. So does Al, I think. Don't you, Al?
Yes, I do.
Yep. Okay, so meditate. I meditate with my cat. I don't have any choice. He always knows what I'm doing, and he sits beside me. It's so cool.
I love it.
And you can do that. But yeah, so... So now, what do you have coming up? Do you have any plans for this year, something new that you're going to be doing, or just continue with your your body consciousness kind of thing. You're being the catalyst for the body. I love that. Body
there
catalyst.
You go. Absolutely. I'm getting a little bit of that.
And we mentioned your
Patty, what you do
go
now,
ahead,
can you do it in front of Patty, what you do now, can you do it in front of large audiences, or is it more one-on-one?
No, I do, you guys, I do everything. I mean, I speak to large audiences. I work one-on-one with people. I do online programs where I do a lot of group work with people. So I do everything. People, there's always all kinds of options when you work with me. There's a lot of different ways of doing it. I have a couple of speaking gigs lined up for next year. Right now we're kind of gearing into the holidays and preparing for what's to come in 2019. And I'm going to be launching in the next few years a perfume line, and I want to have
a clothes line.
There's a lot in the works over here at Patty Alfonso headquarters. So, and everything is for the body, and that'll be soft and delicious for the body, and that invites the body to just have sensuality and pleasure. So there's a lot cooking over here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You have to keep me posted. But now I'm going to be asking you to submit something for the magazine. And you see, this is the way of getting out there because I have different kind of traffic there. And I promote that also on Twitter because I can do that. And it goes on Facebook. So it's really great to do that kind of thing.
I love writing. I write, I have a blog on my website, and I love writing articles. And, yeah, I'd love to submit something.
Okay, well, I will send you a reminder about it. And, Al, you have anything else you'd like to add since we're getting near the end here?
Well,
Al,
I think we lost
did I lose
him
you?
Again.
I think so. Yep. Al's gone bye-bye. Anyways, well, it's been a delight to have you on the show, Patty. And you are, yes, see, it's breaking up. That's where the echo's coming from. It's on his end, I think. But anyways, yes, I'll contact you. And please go to her site if you're interested in any of the things that she has to offer. And I'm sure she has a place to email her.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go to pattyalfonso.sexy. And you have an email address. You want to give that to me? Is there an email address on your site?
There is a contact form on the site where they can submit a request. And I'd also like to offer, if anyone is, you know, more curious about the work that I do offer discovery sessions. So if anyone is interested, you can go to pattyalfonso.sexy/discovery, and I offer a session to just get to know each other and see if we would be a good fit to work together. And I offer tools during those sessions as well to help you get clear on where you are and where you'd like to be and what you would like to create. And if we, you know, if we can work together, great. And if not, you will definitely leave that session with a great sense of what your next step could be. So that's pattyalfonso.sexy/discovery.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I think we have Al back. Do we have you back, Al?
Yes, and Patty. So two things.
Yes.
You must have very, very powerful energy because my phone's been breaking up quite a bit through this whole conversation. So you must have very powerful energy, so congratulations. You're welcome. And the second thing I want to mention is that perhaps you and I can revisit sharing the stage again, perhaps in 2019.
Perhaps. That would be awesome. I'm always looking for places to share my message, so absolutely.
Awesome.
That'll be cool. Well, I'll be back
all
here
right.
Holding up the farm here. I'm not going to be going anywhere that I know of, but if you two go and do something together, I want to know so we can do some stuff for the magazine. And I know, Al, you're going to be touring in 2019, right?
Correct.
Beautiful.
So,
thank you both so much for having me on here and for having
my pleasure.
This delightful conversation.
And again, I bow to you. And if you were here, I'd give you this big squeeze because you've done so many wonderful things, and I know you've helped a lot of people. I just know I can hear it in your voice, and you want to do good for everybody, and you know that's what it's all about. Do something nice for somebody. Just help people mm-hmm. and make people feel good, and don't do anything bad. I mean, there's so much of that in the world today. We have to join together, all of us, and there's many of us all over the world, to keep pushing that you've got to do good things for everybody. Don't be nasty. I mean, I'm not nasty to anybody. I mean, that would crush me. And I'm sure you're like that, Patty, and I know Al is. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Well, this has been wonderful. I know everybody's loved it. And thank you again, Patty. And I will be sending you a reminder about the magazine.
Beautiful.
See, you said yes,
absolutely.
And I'm going to grab you. See, that's it. We'll
get
be
it.
In touch. Al, you're wonderful. As always, thank you for being such a special host. And I love you both. And the way I always end my shows, and Al knows, is believe in things you cannot see, because they really are there. And with that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say goodnight, and I'll see you next week, same time, same station. I love you, Patty, and I love you, Al. Have a great
Bye.
Evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Have a beautiful
love
night.
Love you both.
Bye.
Bye.